Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story by special request called Chicks and Salsa. This story was written by Erin Reynolds. It's illustrated by Paulette Boken. And it is read today by Mommy and
Cecil the Paladin.
Cecil the Paladin. Oh, that means you're a protector. Like a hero. Are you a hero?
Yes.
I'm so delighted that you are here with me. Thank you for protecting us while I read this story. But before we get today's story going, we have to give our patron shout out. That's right. It is time for a patron shout out. Our patrons are our friends who help us to get new books. They help us so that we always have a new story every single day and have for the past 5 years. That's right, folks. We've been at this for 5 years. And it is super exciting. So today, our special patron shout out is for Margot. Margot, thank you so much for recommending this book for us. I cannot wait to read it. When your dad, Nathan, messaged me and said, hey, Margot thinks this story would be a good one, I immediately got my hands on the book, and I'll be darned if she's not the rightest girl on the planet. Way to go, Margot. So this one is for you, my dear, and thank you for being our patrons. So let's get right down to it. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Cecil? Mm-hmm. You ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. There were grumblings in the hen house of Nutthatcher Farm. The chickens were tired of chicken feed. The rooster took it upon himself to solve this problem. Mrs. Nutthatcher, the farmer's wife, had started watching cooking shows in the afternoons, and the rooster was perched on the fence post outside the farmhouse window when he discovered the solution to his problem. And what is it? In big, bold letters, it says, salsa. Led by the rooster, the chickens crept into the garden where they took tomatoes and uprooted onions. And that night, the chickens ate chips and salsa. Though nobody was quite certain where the chickens got the chips. The tasty tang of tomatoes and onions hung over the barnyard, and the rooster said, "Olé!" Wow. Very soon, there were mumblings at the duck pond of Nutthatcher Farm. Inspired by the chickens, the ducks decided they were tired of fish. With the rooster's encouragement, the ducks dipped into the garden where they selected cilantro and gathered garlic. Oh, now they're going to have some tasty salsa, because I was thinking just tomatoes and onions. Not that great. But now you stick some cilantro in there. You stick some garlic in there. Now we're talking. You got some flavor, right? That night, the ducks ate guacamole. Though nobody was quite certain where the ducks got the avocados. The spicy scent of garlic and cilantro hung over the barnyard. They should have mixed it in with the salsa, right? Actually, they should have taken the tomatoes and the onions and put them with the avocado and the cilantro. Mm-hmm. But you know what else you really need there is salt. Mm, yeah. Nevertheless, the spicy scent of garlic and cilantro hung over the barnyard, and the ducks said, "Olé!" Because they're ducks. The next morning, there were rumblings in the pig pen of Nutthatcher Farm. Overwhelmed by the enticing aromas, the pigs decided they were tired of slop. And now, while the rooster distracted Farmer Nutthatcher, the pigs plodded into the garden where they borrowed beans and chopped chiles. Oh my goodness. There's a lot of jalapenos there, it looks like, mm-hmm. Right? Fiesta! The rooster got things organized, then returned to his fence post to watch for a good enchilada recipe. Oh, yum. The horses decorated the barns. The bull practiced his Mexican hat dance, though nobody was quite certain where the bull got the sombrero. And the chickens and the ducks and the pigs snuck into the garden, but all of their spicy Southwestern supplies were gone. The scallions had been stolen. The peppers had been pilfered. The limes had been lifted. You know, that was the other thing that they were missing. If you're going to make good guacamole, you got to have limes, right? But there were slurpings in the kitchen of Nut Thatcher Farm, stirred by the succulent smells in the barnyard, which is saying something right there, can I just say? Because barnyards typically do not smell succulent at all. Succulent really means delicious. Mrs. Nut Thatcher had decided to make tamales for the county fair. A saucy sweetness hung over the farmhouse kitchen, and Mrs. Nutthatcher said, "Olé!" Disappointed, the animals canceled the fiesta. That evening, the chickens ate their chicken feed, and the ducks ate their fish, and the pigs ate their slop. But while the Nutthatchers were at the fair, the rooster crept into the kitchen and borrowed a French cookbook. And the next morning, the rooster ate crepes with white grapes and champagne sauce. And though nobody was quite certain where the rooster learned how to read, a satisfied smile stretched over the rooster's beak, and the rooster said, "Ooh la la." And I can see that it looks like the whole farm is going to be turning French now. There's some berets. I think they're in. Mm-hmm. Fine champagne. Crepes. Yeah. Delicious. Mm-hmm. But what I love about this book, friends, is that at the back of the book, there is a guacamole recipe. Not guacamole. No. A quack. A mole, and also a rooster's roasted salsa recipe as well. And it does look pretty doggone tasty. Mm-hmm. Kind of makes me hungry. Wish I had some chips right now. What a great suggestion. Well, friends, we hope that you enjoyed today's story. We hope that you have salsa and chips in your near future.
Like us.
Oh yeah, like us. And that is
the
end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.